Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Harley and Nico. Hey guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a crazy story about two kids that got marooned on an island? Me too. Let's go! Nico, wake up! Harley was trying to wake up Nico, but Nico was fast asleep.
I want the strawberry ice cream.
No, Nico, look, there's an airplane. Way up above, there was an airplane flying over them, and they were deserted. On a desert island. Yes, Harley and Nico had been deserted on a desert island for, I don't even know how long it's been. Weeks, months, maybe years. I don't even remember how they got there, but somehow Harley and Nico have been stuck on this desert island for a very long time. So long that they even built a home on this island. They had no way of escaping and no way of being rescued because nobody knew where they were. Well, somehow there's an airplane flying over and they need to find a way to get its attention. Help! Shouted Harley. Help! Nico was still rubbing his eyes. He had a hard time waking up. Oh! Help! Shouted Nico. But the plane was way too high to hear them. But wait, look at that. There was something falling out of the plane. Is that a person? Said Nico. I don't think so. Look, it looks like a big box or a crate or something, and it has a parachute. Maybe they're dropping something for us, said Harley. Harley and Nico ran out into the water to see what had been dropped from above. The plane had definitely seen them and had dropped something down for them. Okay, we gotta get this to shore, quick. It was a huge crate, but it floated in the water, so it was easy for them to pull. Harley and Nico both grabbed a corner, and there were ropes attached to it, and they dragged it through the water to the beach. Oh man, maybe this is food. Oh, I'm so tired of eating coconuts. All we've been eating are coconuts, said Nico. Yeah, well, and fish and all kinds of things, but yes, I'm tired of the coconuts too, said Harley. They finally got the big crate to shore and popped it open. It was a big wooden crate with handles and ropes tied to it and a top that you could lift up. As they lifted up the top and looked inside, they couldn't believe their eyes. It was full of not food, but wait a second, Nico said. Is this a crate full of Legos? Nico couldn't believe it. Harley couldn't either. Harley was so disappointed and sad. Why in the world would a plane drop Legos? I thought they were gonna rescue us. This is the worst rescue box ever, said Harley. But then Nico said something. He said, wait a second. I'm actually really good at Legos. Do you think we could maybe build some kind of rescue boat out of Legos? Harley spun around and splashed in the water. Are you serious? Do you think you could do that?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It might take a while, but we have a lot of time on our hands, said Nico.
And that was the beginning of Harley and Nico's journey towards building a rescue boat made out of Legos. Do you like playing with Legos? I love playing with Legos and blocks and magnetiles and all kinds of building things. And I guess Harley and Nico are both really good at building with Legos. And maybe this will work. All right, Harley, could you pass me those ones over there? Yeah, here they are.
Harley was finishing out the floor and Nico was building out some walls. They needed to make it big enough so that it would float on water and hold both of them so that they could maybe make some kind of sailboat. They had found some fabric that had washed up on the shore a couple weeks ago, so that would act as the sail. But everything that they tried to make for a raft just couldn't hold together. It was never strong enough. But the cool thing about Legos is they can definitely be strong enough. Now, will they float? I don't know. All right. That side looks good, but this wall, it needs more support, said Nico. Yeah, I have an idea for that. Harley grabbed a whole bunch of Legos and started building some support for that wall. They needed to build a cross support across the center of the boat so that the walls would be nice and supported. The island that they were on was surrounded by a coral reef that helped break up the big waves, but as soon as you got over the reef and into the real big ocean, that's another story. Ginormous waves, 10 or 20 feet tall. Whew, they're in for a big ride. All right, I think this is it. Nico stood back and admired his project. This looks amazing. Harley was pretty proud of her work too. The two of them grabbed all the snacks, well, mostly coconuts. Coconuts and some nuts and some other things that they found on the island and enough water to last them a few days. All right, let's see if this works, said Harley. As they pushed the raft off into the ocean, it worked. So far, so good, said Nico. They paddled out to the coral reef. All right, this is the point where we see if it actually works. Once we cross over here and enter those giant waves, I really hope it doesn't destroy our boat. They were anxiously and nervously awaiting crossing over the coral reef, but as they crossed over it, whoa! They hit the first big wave and it rolled right under their Lego boat. It worked! They couldn't believe it. Nico and Harley had created a floating Lego ship. They directed the sail straight east. That is going to take them back home. They have to make it back to Vancouver Island. Their whole family and friends have been looking and searching for them forever, and they're going to be so happy to find them. As Harley and Nico journeyed over the rest of the ocean all the way back home, they had many stories to tell for years. Like the time they met the mermaid and the time they met the talking whales, but that is a story for another day. Wow, what a crazy adventure, Harley and Nico. Nico, happy birthday. I'm so super excited for you. I hope you have a super duper day, and I hope you guys build some awesome Lego ships. We'll see you next time. Bye. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Charlie and Henry from Langley, British Columbia, Eloise and Alice from Boulder, Colorado, Kiera from Alberta, Canada, Lauren from Texas, Marley from California, Evan from Montreal, Quebec, and Nova from Kathmandu, Nepal. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. This is Mr. Jim signing off, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.